Next patient is Leonard Schors. This is a consultation. Consultation request by Dr. Sanjay Srivastava. Reason for consultation. Atrial fibrillation, evaluation for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation. History patient is a 56-year-old with a history of atrial fibrillation period. Patient has persistent atrial patient has a paroxysmal atrial fibrillation period. Heart amount has showed multiple episodes of atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular rate period. Referred me for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation period. Patient has a history of coronary artery disease and stent placed at the Sacramento area period. Past medical history, coronary artery disease, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, history of myocardial infarction, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia. Period, past surgical history, hemorrhoidectomy and cardiac stent placement, social history, patient smoke, one pack per day, no history of alcohol or drug use. Family history, no history of premature coronary artery disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Previous system in general, denudation, weight gain, weight loss, nutrition, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. As per history, pulmonary nerve history, pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, extremity nerve history, arthritis, neurological nerve history of seizure disorder, TIA. On examination, blood pressure, 130 over 80, pulse is 74, respiration 16. Weight is 198 pounds. HEND, no JVD. Lungs clear bilaterally. Heart is regular rate and rhythm. 1/6 systole murmur head of the external border. There is no gallop or up. Abdomen soft, normal active, pulse, sound extremity, no edema. Click image number 1. Paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Number 2. Hypertension. Number 3. History of smoking. A recommendation. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation and permanent vein isolation. Procedures can be benefit discussed with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, pulmonary vein, stenosis period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70% to 80% and sometime need more than one procedure period. Please interview with Dr. Sanjay Srivastava.